Well, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
You may not have seen it yet, but there are posters on the different display areas around the church. And on the poster, it's a very light blue in color, and the words, "We are coming, Lord," initiate the theme for our upcoming St. Bruno Eucharistic Appreciation. We are coming, Lord. And you know, the parable that Jesus gives us through the gospel today is really a reminder for us. In a way, the parable is like the Mass. The Father is out asking his sons to come and work in his vineyard. When we come here to Mass, we hear God's word. And almost as if the Mass is the entrance to the Lord's vineyard. We hear his word to guide us, and then to empower us, we come forward and we have the privilege of receiving the body of Christ to empower us. And then at the end of Mass, every Mass, we are sent back into the vineyard of the Lord, which is our community, which is the world around us. Now in the gospel, the second son persisted in his fraud. He said he would, but he never did. But the first son had a change of heart, and he went to work for his father. Ever wonder which son is most like ourselves? We are coming, Lord, we say. Or are we? If we're honest, is there perhaps a need for a change of direction in our lives? Or maybe even a change of heart? Does our communion with Jesus have us humbly regarding others as more important than ourselves? Does it have us always looking out for their needs in the attitude of Christ himself? Are we sharing the love of Jesus that we have received? Are we sharing that with others? At the start of each day, do we stop to say, "We are coming, Lord. We are coming to serve you today"? You know, with Jesus, changes of direction and changes of even the heart truly happen. Not long ago, a man in his 90s shared a story. Actually, it was a true story of his life. He grew up in Brooklyn, New York, in a Jewish family. He married a devout Catholic. They moved to California, and they raised their children in the church. He went on to say in the early 80s, one evening, to be nice, he agreed to go with his wife to a healing service in Mass. Once he was there, they went to different reflections, and his reflection was on Calvary and the suffering and the passion of Christ. And he said suddenly he was filled with conviction, and he experienced a connection with Jesus so powerful that it brought him to tears. At the end of the reflection, he met up with his wife, and as they were going into Mass, she asked him if he was okay, because she could see he had been crying. Well, at the Mass, at time for communion, he came forward with everyone else. But instead of a blessing, he received the body of Christ. Back in his pew, the tears flowed again, and he saw his wife's critical look at him, and he leaned over and he said, "Jesus called me." His change of heart led him to become a Catholic, to become an active Catholic. And more than a decade later, he became an ordained deacon. Also, we all have our personal stories. And Jesus is with us. He is truly present with us in the Eucharist and at the consecration of Mass to express our devotion and our belief in Jesus at the elevation of the body and the blood. We should quietly say, "My Lord and my God." And then right after communion, without waiting for the tabernacle doors to close, we should immediately be seated or kneel and to contemplate Jesus who is within us. This is a special time for us to offer our gratitude and to speak and especially to listen to Jesus who is with us. Also, right now, at this very instant, we can make an appointment, a personal appointment with Jesus, to spend more quiet time with him. When? Tomorrow, during our monthly adoration. Can we tell him right now that, "Yes, Lord, we are coming tomorrow, we'll be there. We'll be there with you. We are coming." And tomorrow, to help us more fully appreciate the real presence of Jesus in the Eucharist and to energize our Christian love and our work in our Lord's vineyard all around us, the St. Bruno Eucharistic appreciation is about to begin. It is factored on October the 18th. Right here in the church will be the launch for Eucharistic appreciation, which will include devotions and events, presentations, and initiatives to help us spark our energy at our work as Christians in the world of the vineyard of our Lord, and to nourish a deeper love of Jesus in the Eucharist and in our lives. So this morning, as we continue this Mass, and asking for the continued guidance and power in this Mass, and preparing us for Eucharistic appreciation, let us silently but together say those words, "We are coming, Lord, to be with you."